When Bach was on earth,
他做了几百首这个风琴的大曲。
He did a lot of work on the organ.
Toccata and fugue.
Toccata and fugue.
The art of fugue.
And all these fugue.
做着伟大的乐曲。
All these are great work.
每天都可以做这些乐曲。
And he could compose it every day.
很多人以为这是很平凡的事情。
Many people think that it's a very common thing.
谁知道巴哈死的时候就把最伟大的乐器同这个历史上最大的风琴的时代也一同埋葬掉。
But when he died, the greatest age of the organ was gone as well.
巴哈死以后
，After the death of Bach,
还有没有像他一样伟大的风琴的作曲家吗
？Is there another great composer of the organ instrument?
他死的时候
，After he died,
也就风琴时代一同死的时候
，The era of the organ has ended as well.
当他在的时候
，But when he was alive,
每天可以做出大的曲子
，And he was able to compose a lot.
他们做出来是这么简单的一件事情
，It was so simple for him.
每一件做出来都是这么伟大
，Every work was great.
天天都可以做出这样的东西，有什么特别呢
？And every day he could do it, so it seems nothing special.
他的一生就是历史上风琴乐器最伟大的一个时代的一生。
And but then his life was the time where there was the greatest era for the organ.
他死的时候
，But when he died,
就是风琴乐器时代的一个结束。
The organ playing era has gone.
虽然他死以后
，But after he died,
Mozart 也做风琴的曲。
Mozart also composed.
其实 Frank 做了风琴的曲。
其实 Frank also did the same thing.
后来 Anton 这个 Bruckner 做了很多伟大的风琴曲。
And Bruck also did the same thing.
把这些的东西以这个巴哈的一比的，只能是小巫见大巫。
But when you compare to the work of Bach, then you realize how great the work of Bach was.
那个时代好像永远不回来了。
And that era will never come back.
与他同时代的另外一个人叫做 George Frederick Handel.
Another person in the same era is Handel.
这个人可以在两个礼拜里面去做一个 oratorio.
He used 2 weeks just to finish an oratorio.
两个礼拜做成的东西，你修了20年还没有修完。
And you will never finish learning, even if you take 2 decades.
对他那么容易。
It was so simple for him.
1732年就写 Esther。
In 1732, he wrote Esther.
1739年写 Israel in Egypt.
In 1739, Israel in Egypt.
1741年写 Messiah.
In 1711, Messiah.
1741.
1741.
又再写 Judas Maccabeus.
And then Judas Maccabeus.
Solomon.
And Solomon.
还有就许多许多的乐曲。
And many of the oratorios.
到最后1759年，儿童的时候呢，他还1749年到50年，儿童的时候他还用音。听写叫别人把爷父他把它写出来。
In the 1750s, he was still able to recite his composition, although he was deaf.
这样大的天才。
Such a great genius.
因为很平常嘛。
People treated like.
他不是每天在做 oratorio 吗
？Every day he was producing.
一生写了36个歌剧，还有22个 oratorio。
He wrote 36 opera and 22 oratorio.
很简单嘛。
It was simple.
两个礼拜就可以做成。
For 2 weeks, he can come up with something.
谁知道？
But however,
他死的那一天，
on the day he died,
就把 oratorio 最伟大的时代喊在一同埋葬掉。
He buried together with him the great era of oratorio.
虽然以后 Joseph Haydn 还做两个。
Haydn finished 2 others.
Felix Mendelssohn 又做两个。
Mendelssohn another 2.
England Walton 又做一些。
And Walton from England also.
都不能。与他相比那么大的分量
But all this was no comparison.
所以一个人在恩典中间是不是真正看重恩典了解恩典这是两回事情
Although we are in the needs of grace do we treat it with honor this is 2 separate things
我们的时代中间神给我们什么恩典
What kind of grace did God give us in our generation
我们怎样尊重这个恩典
Do we honor such a grace
这是很重要的事情
This is a very important thing
万事万代中间所有的恩典中间最大的恩典只有一样
But there's only one greatest grace among all generations
就是这么大的救恩
And that is this great salvation
犹太人亲眼看见耶稣亲耳听见他讲道结果他们轻看他不要他
The Jewish people saw Jesus with their own eyes and heard his word with their own ears and yet they despised him
这个救恩为什么很重要呢
Why is this salvation important?
一样
Firstly
因为这是主亲自讲的
This is something that came from the Lord Himself.
第二样
Second,
为什么这个救恩是这么大的救恩这么重要呢
Why is this a great salvation?
因为是听见的人再给他证实了
This is something that is confirmed by those who heard.
请你注意在希伯来文化里面证实是很重要很重要的事情
You must understand that it's very important in the Jewish culture to have affirmation
整个希伯来文化里面最重要的一个字是什么字你知道吗
What is the most important word in the entire Jewish culture
就是真这个字
And it's the word true.
是真的,
this is true.
是实实在在的,
this is real.
是真实的,
this is true.
是可信的,
it is to be believed.
是可靠的,
it is to be trusted.
是没有虚假的,
and it is not false.
这是整个希伯来文化里面最重要的精髓。
This is the essence of the entire Jewish culture.
但是,
However,
后来耶稣对希伯来文化最大的责备, 你们这个假冒伪善的法利赛人有在乎。
The greatest review that Jesus had for the Jewish people is that woe be to you, all you hypocrites.
什么意思呢?
What does this mean?
犹太人在真的理想里面建立他们的宗教信仰。
They build up their religious faith within the idealism of the truth.
在假的实践生活中就出卖他们自己的宗教。
But they betrayed their own religion in their false practical life.
有一个人对我说，要研究中国，要研究两种，不是研究一种。
Someone said to me, to study about China, we need to study two things.
我就要知道他到底什么意思。
I want to find out what he meant.
你研究里面界的中国，你就从伟大的哲学著去看。
You want to understand China from the inside, you need to understand it from great philosophical books.
中国那伦理的书，那伟大的道德教训的书。 是世界文化里面最高的伦理的理论的一部分。
Because China contains the greatest teaching about ethics in human beings.
那么这样够吗？
Is this enough?
他说不是。
He said no, that's not
enough. 那是一个很好听的，却是不存在的中国的观点。
And this is a very nice sounding concept of China, but does not exist actually.
真正存在的中国是什么呢？
What is the real China?
是那个败坏、贪污、虚假、可怕的那些真正的社会行动。
It is those actions you see in the society which is full of decadence and falsehood.
换一句话呢,
in other words,
许多中国人讲尽好话，做尽坏事。
It means that a lot of Chinese people say all the good things but do all the bad things at the same time.
上个礼拜又再一次把世界最贪污的国家又摆出来了。
And last week again there's a list of the most corrupted countries in the world.
这一次世界最贪污的是印尼。
And the most corrupted one is Indonesia.
第二是中国。
Secondly, China.
我又再一次羞耻的不得了，因为我是中国人住在印尼。
Again, I'm humiliated because I'm a Chinese living in Indonesia.
但是你想，这是孔子的书教导出来的结果。
But is this the product of the teaching of Confucius?
这是礼义之邦应当的表现吗？
Is this what the nation of ethics should have?
这是马克思经济理论产生出来的必然的后果吗？
It is the product that comes from Marxism.
你怎么解释中国这样看呢？
How can you explain the corruption in China?
中国不是有伟大的哲学家？
Did it not have great philosophers?
中国不是有伟大的伦理的这个理想？
Did it not have great ideas in ethics and morality?
印尼不是有宗教立国的这个哲学吗？
And didn't Indonesia have religion as the basis of their nation building?
昨天晚上,
last evening,
当我进会场的时候,
when I entered into the sanctuary,
那个主席对我说,
the chairman said to me,
谢谢你肯到我们之间来讲话,
thank you for coming to us.
今天在我们中间的神政府派来的一个回教徒在我们中间,
and there is a Muslim official that God has sent among us.
政府派来参观我们这个庆祝会,
he is sent by the government to observe our celebration.
当他讲了这个话以后,
after he said that,
我想可能是上帝要他对我讲这句话。
I think that God wanted him to say this to me.
所以我的讲道中间要刺激政府思想一些重要的东西。
So in my sermon, I wanted to stimulate the government to think about important topics.
我上台第三分钟的时候,
the third minute after I spoke,
我的今天印尼被烧毁的礼拜堂已经超过710间了。
I say that there are already more than 710 churches burnt to the ground in Indonesia.
罗马尼亚的独裁烧切斯库。
When the Romanian dictator Ceausescu wanted to build the victory upon socialism, he only destroyed 13 churches.
人类有史以来,
in the history of man,
从来没有一个国家烧掉基督教堂700多间。
There is not a single nation that has burned more than 700 churches.
无神主义的国家,
even in atheist countries,
共产主义的国家,
in a communist country,
唯物论的国家,
in existentist,
没有烧掉这么多礼拜堂,
there is not so many churches destroyed.
破世界纪录的国家, 烧掉这么多礼拜堂, 是以宗教立宪的印度尼西亚国家。
And Indonesia broke all records, and they are established upon religion.
烧了700多间礼拜堂的人, 还没有一个进监牢。
And not a single person has been punished for all this crime.
宗教为什么变成这样?
How can religion reach this
point? 你能口说上帝, 上帝,
On the same time, we call upon God.
以上我们以上帝的名字作恶犯罪。
But we use His name to do evil deeds.
现在我们看见，舍人类的情形，跟当时代犹太人对耶稣的回应是一样样。
You see the same situation today as how the Jewish people treated Jesus.
主亲自来讲。
And Jesus came Himself.
但是他们还是抗拒他。
But still they resisted.
听见人证实了。
The people who heard confirmed it.
还是不接受他。
And still they did not accept.
为什么需要证实呢？
Why is there a need for confirmation? To confirm that it's real. Why is there a need of confirmation? To say that it's trustworthy. On what matter do we need to have confirmation? And that is in the matter of covenant. Our God is the God of covenant. Our God is a true God. And God is a God that promised us based on His nature of truth. The promises of God. The covenants of God. It's founded upon the trustworthiness of God. So Paul says many times,
这话是真的,
this is true.
是可信的,
it is to believe.
是十分可佩服的,
and it is to be respected.
这就是把那个整个圣经里面对真的要求, 对真的这个文化的中心点,
once again, he emphasized on the need to know the truth in the Bible.
神是真实的,
God is faithful.
神以他的真实, 诚诚实实的, 把他的真体,
and in all honesty, he revealed himself to us.
So Reform 神学里面的 Westminster Confession 里面有一句话语.
So Westminster Confession of Faith says this.
被启示的神是怎样?
What kind of God do we have? The God that reveals us.
同那真正启示我们的神是同一位的.
The God that reveals His truth to us is the same God of Revelation.
换一句话说,
in other words,
神不会把自己启示成另外一位神。 让你信来信去信错了，不知道他真正的面具是真，真正的情形是怎样。
God will reveal His true self towards you so that you will not believe in an illusion.
今天你看一个女孩子,
today if you look at a girl,
她给你看见的是28岁, 她里面是68岁。
She may look 28, but deep inside she may be 68.
28岁给你看, 68岁自己知。
And she knows that she's 68, but she looks as if
she's
28. But God is not like that. In the past, I did not think very much about this sentence. But the more I think about it, the more I realize it's important.
是启示的动机,
it means that being true is the motivation of revelation. The truth of revelation is founded on the truth itself. The God who reveals the truth to us is the true God. His motivation is the truth. So therefore, there is no need to fear confirmation. What is this salvation? It's given to us by God. Secondly, it was confirmed to us by those who heard Him. So these are called witnesses. I think that the Chinese word for witness is very good. There is two forms to the word. What you see, you confirm.
Witness.
In English, it's witness.
其实近代的这个新闻学发明一个名词叫做 eyewitness.
Oh, there's a new word that adds the word eye in front of it.
这 eyewitness 就是见证的翻版。
Eyewitness is actually a translation of the Chinese word.
中国人从过去就很聪明了。
So the Chinese already got it from the beginning.
中国人不说证证，他是见证。
They do not talk about just confirming, but
什么意思呢?
Eyewitnessing.
不但是 eyewitness， 是 see witness。 因为 eyewitness， 如果你 eye 没有开，你还看不见怎么办呢？所以不是眼证人，是见证人，先打开看见才可以做见证。So
it's not eyewitness， it's see witnessing.
中文这个字太美好了。
The Chinese words are
我们所听见的。
What we have heard.
我们所看见的。
What we have seen.
我们不能不说。
We must tell you.
什么叫做见证？
What does witnessing mean?
你是经历，你亲自看见的。 把它讲出来，证明出来。
You tell people and you bear witness to what you have seen and experienced.
We are the see witness of the truth. You have a vision first. You have experience first. Then you talk it. You say it. You testify it.
你必须要有见证，你必须要有这个经历，然后你才能够做出见证。
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God。
我们先看见了。
We must first see。
先听见了。
We first heard。
我们讲出来。
And then we tell you。
主亲自讲。
The Lord Himself announced it。
见过他的人在做见证。
And those who have seen Him bear testimony。
这个救恩有这两重的见证。
There are these two witnesses here。
够了没有呢？
Is this enough？
不够。
It's not enough。
接下来再提到第三件的事情。
The third thing that was mentioned。
是什么呢？是神按照他的旨意所显明给我们的。
Was what God has shown to us by His will。
现在我们大家一同来读这一节的圣经。
Let us read this together。
希伯来书第二章
，Chapter Two。
我们现在读第四节。
Let us read verse four。
我先读第三节，你们一同读第四节。
I read verse three first。
我们若负了这么大的救恩，怎能陶醉呢？这救恩起先是主亲自讲的，后来是听见人给我们证实了。第四节。上帝又按自己的旨意，用神迹、奇事和百般的异能，并圣灵的恩赐，同他们做见证。所以这些见证人除了看见，然后讲出来以外
，So all these witnesses others than seeing and hearing the word，
他们讲的是耶稣基督。
They preach about Jesus
Christ. 他们传的是耶稣基督。
They talk about him.
是他们亲自听见、亲自看见、亲自经历的耶稣讲给我们听。
And this was something which they have seen with their own eyes, heard with their own ears, and experienced with their own lives.
那他们的见证有什么重要性呢？
What is the importance of their witnessing?
是在神的旨意里面。
It was in the will of God.
请你注意，圣经用“上帝的旨意”这几个字很少很少。
Please note that the Bible is seldom mentioned about the will of God.
上帝的旨意是这么大的一件事情。
The will of God is such a great thing.
这么重要的事情。
Such an important thing.
重要到很少很少提。
So important that it is seldom mentioned.
因为这几个字太神圣了，不可随便讲。
And these are sacred words that cannot be used lightly.
不像那些假属灵的人，动不动上帝的旨意，上帝的旨意，一天到晚挂在口头上。
It's not like those people who have false spirituality always talking about the will of God.
如果一个人一天到晚讲上帝的旨意，我告诉你，我不是尊重他，我是敬他，怕他三分。我告诉你。
When a person always uses the word the will of God, I'm actually afraid of him.
就有一个年轻人曾经七次带过他的女朋友来找我。
There is a person, a young person who brought his girlfriend to me for seven times.
七次带的是七个不同的女孩子。
And all seven times the different girls.
每一次来找我的时候
，Every time he came,
他都会自己讲一句话。
He will always say this.
我相信这一次是上帝的旨意。
I believe this is the will of God.
但是换了一个的时候
，After he changed girlfriends,
我相信这一次是上帝的旨意。
And he said, this time I think it's the will of God.
上帝怎么给他七个女人呢
？How can God give him seven girlfriends?
上帝的旨意怎么替他预备七个呢
？How can the will of God prepare seven?
让他轮流一直换，一直换，一直换。
And let him change all the time.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，Dear brothers and sisters,
那些常常讲上帝旨意的人，你特别要提防他。
You must be careful towards those who always talk about the will of God。
而且他是随便讲的，你要远远离开他。
Especially when they take it lightly, you need to be separated from them。
先知使徒被上帝启示的时候，他们都很少讲上帝的旨意这几个字。
Because the prophets and the apostles, even under the inspiration of God, seldom use words like this。
上帝的旨意。
The will of God。
加拉太书第一章第四节告诉我们。
Galatians chapter 1 verse 4。
基督按照上帝的旨意为我们舍己。
Christ gave his life to us in accordance to the will of God.
上帝借着基督的死来救赎我们的旨意。
And that is the will of God, is that Christ will save us.
这里又提到上帝的旨意。
And here again we see the word.
按照上帝的旨意，用百般的这一个启示神迹异能显明出来。
According to his will, it is confirmed by signs, wonders, and miracles.
这是上帝用他特别的工具来证实所传的道的旨意。
God uses special tools to confirm his salvation.
成就救恩是神所定的旨意。
The affirmation of the salvation is the will of God.
传扬救恩也是神所定的旨意。
The preaching of the gospel is also the will of God.
成就救恩是基督的工作。
The accomplishment of the salvation is the work of Christ.
传扬救恩是门徒们的工作。
But the preaching of the gospel is the work of the disciples.
救恩的成全是神的旨意。
The accomplishment of the salvation is the will of God.
救恩的传扬也是神的旨意。
But the spreading is also the will of God.
这是很严肃的事情。
These are solemn things.
这是很伟大的事情。
These are great things.
加尔文说
Calvin says,
没有任何一样的东西比上帝旨意更大。
There is nothing greater than the will of God.
上帝的旨意是最大的。
The will of God is the greatest.
没有任何的事比上帝的旨意更大。
Nothing is greater than the will of God.
除了神自己。
Other than God Himself.
我听了我很受感动。
I was deeply moved by this.
所以当我们每次提到神的旨意这四个字的时候，
So when we use words like will of God,
我会突然很严肃起来。
All of a sudden I will have an attitude of solemnness.
因为这是我们所能讲解的东西最大的事情。
Because this is the greatest thing that we can speak of.
神的创造。
The creation of God
是因为他定义创造而创造,
came about because of His will.
神的救赎,
the salvation of God
是因为他定义拯救而有救赎的,
came about because He willed it.
神的启示,
the revelation of God
是因为他定义把自己显明给人而产生启示的功能,
was because He willed that He would reveal Himself to us.
是连一切的存在,
the existence of all things
因为神创造的旨意而存在,
came about because of the will of His creation. All the salvation for Christians came about because of His will to save us. The kind of responses and understanding towards the truth comes about because He will that we understand Him. Nothing is greater than the will of God other than God Himself.
感谢上帝,
thanks be to God.
那么在传讲救恩的旨意上,
in the preaching of this salvation,
上帝做了什么工作呢?
What did God do?
他不但参见基督成全,
not only did He send Christ to accomplish it,
他不但让基督传讲,
not only did Christ preach it,
他不但让听的人做见证,
not only did He get those people to preach it,
让听见救恩的人传见证的时候,
when the disciples preached the
truth, 神就同工了,
and God co-worked with them.
你要觉悟这一点,
you must understand this.
你侍奉主就不会灰心,
then when you preach, you will not be discouraged. And when you serve, you will not be
timid.
Because this is the will of God.
当这些人正视基督的救恩的时候,
when these people confirm the salvation,
神就同在了,
God was with them.
神在印证这些要印证耶稣的人所做的见证,
God is confirming the witness that these people had to confirm the salvation.
神怎么印证呢?
How did God do that?
今天提到三个名称,
there are three words here.
神迹,
signs,
奇事,
wonders,
异能,
and miracles
来做印证,
as confirmation.
今天很多的教会根本不相信神迹奇事,
many churches does not believe in miracles and signs,
甚至连圣经曾经记载的神迹奇事都被拒绝了,
including those that are recorded in the Bible.
还有一些的教会,
but some churches
唯恐今天每时每刻每一个人都看不见神迹,
are afraid that people will not see signs and wonders,
每时每刻都盼望可以彰显神迹使人信,
so they expect manifestation of signs and wonders all the time so that people will believe.
所以当我们讲到这三个名称的时候,
when we mention these three sentences,
我有很中肯很严肃的做一个总原则性的交代,
I want to give you sincerely this general principle.
神是存在的,
God exists,
所以神迹一定是存在的,
and so miracles and signs must exist.
神迹是什么呢?
What is the miracle?
神就是神迹就是神的记号,
a miracle is the sign of God.
Sign就是记号,
and this is the sign.
Sign就是神工作的记号,
this is the mark of the work of God.
我们不可以不信神迹,
we cannot disbelieve in miracles.
神迹是存在的,
because miracles exist.
圣经记载的都是可相信的,
all that is recorded in the Bible ought to be believed.
神迹是存在的,
because miracles exist.
写下圣经的不是捏造一些假的事情,
so people who wrote the Bible did not invent it.
他们是诚诚实实,
they recorded honestly what they have seen.
1917年的时候,
in 1917,
社会福音的神学家 Rotten Bush,
and Rotten Bush, a social gospel theologian,
这个人被 Reinhold Niebuhr 成为美国最大的基督教三大思想家之一。
Niebuhr considered him as the three greatest thinker in Christianity in America.
Niebuhr说美国历史中间三大思想家是谁呢?
Who are the three greatest thinkers?
第一就是 Jonathan Edwards.
First one is Jonathan Edwards.
第二就是19世纪的 Horace Bushnell.
Horace Bushnell was the second one.
第三就是19世纪末叶到20世纪初叶的这个 Rothschild-Busch.
And Rothschild-Busch is the last one.
这个社会福音的神学.
And gospel, social gospel.
当他写那一本书的时候,
when he wrote this book,
他竟然出现这样的话语.
And contained within the book such words.
世福音时代所记载被鬼附着的事情.
The recording of the possession in the Gospels.
以及耶稣赶鬼的神迹,
and all this exposition done by Jesus Christ.
都是当时不认识心理状态有差错或者神经病的情形所误会而产生的错误的记载.
It came about because people did not understand psychological disorder.
这个时候呢, 正是Sigmund Freud对欧美大大影响的时候。
Those were the times of the influence of Sigmund Freud.
所以许多基督徒对有知识的知识分子唯恐落人之后。
So the greatest Christian intellectuals,
他们为了表示赶上时代的潮流,
they want to show that they are with the times.
他们一方面接受进化论,
so they accepted evolution.
一方面接受新派神学,
they accepted liberal theology.
一方面又接受当代的心理学,
and accepted psychology.
所以他们以为这样就可以重新解释圣经了。
And they think that they can reinterpret the Bible this way.
他们认为被鬼附着是不存在的。
And they think that there's no such thing as possession by evil spirits.
圣经所讲的神迹是记载错误。
And the miracles in the Bible is a mistaken notion.
上帝是活的。
But God is alive.
劳森布什写那一本书的同年,
and the same year Rosenberg wrote the book.
另外一个内地会的宣教授叫做 Nevius, 在山东记录了100多次赶鬼的经验。
A missionary called Neville recorded 110 incidents of exorcism.
所有的状况,
he wrote everything.
跟圣经所记载的差不多一样。
And his description is similar to biblical recording.
鬼是存在的。
Let me tell you, the evil spirit exists.
神是存在的。
And God exists.
神迹是存在的。
And miracles exist.
神真正有超自然的大能干预他自然界的自然力。
And God is able to use his supernatural power to interfere with nature.
历史中间显出他的同在,
and in history shows us his presence.
为了证实使徒们所传的福音,
so as to affirm the gospel preached by the apostles.
这里给我们看见, 主亲自讲的,
so we see the Lord spoke about
the gospel. 听见的人证实的,
and those who hear affirm it.
接下去呢,
and then after that,
上帝按他的旨意, 用神迹奇事异能再证实。
And according to the will of God, it was confirmed by signs, wonders, and miracles.
这里的神迹奇事是不是一件事情呢?
Are signs the same as miracles?
可能是一件事情,
perhaps they are.
但是从神的角度来看是神工作的记号叫做神迹。
But from the angle of God, the mark of the work of God is called miracles.
所以奇事是从人的经验来说我们不知道为什么会这样发生所以这个叫做奇事。
And things like wonders are things which we do not know what happened.
所以concerning signs is something related to the work of God. Wonders, something related to the unknown experience of human beings.
神迹是印证上帝的工作, 但是奇事是我们所不能够了解的事情。
所以这样的神迹奇事就是神做工, 我们所不能了解的伟大的事情。
So signs and wonders are great things that God is at work.
但是实实在在发生在世界上。
But something that truly happened.
那异能什么意思呢?
But what about miracles?
这就是神的大的能力在里面的运行。
This is God's great work executing in our life.
感谢上帝,
thanks be to God.
耶稣在世界上的时候,
when Jesus was on earth,
使徒在世界上的时候,
when the apostles were alive,
他们应用了神迹奇事的作为来证实他们是神所差派。
They affirmed their position as messengers of God through signs and wonders.
超过了所有的宗教、所有的文化、所有其他的信仰曾经发生过的事情。
Things that happen to them are greater than all faith, all culture, and all philosophy.
感谢上帝,
thanks be to God.
回教徒知道穆罕默德没有行神迹,
the Muslim knows that Muhammad does not do miracles.
一件都没有行,
not even one.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
dear brothers and sisters,
唯一把神迹带到人间的,
the only person that brings signs and wonders,
是这本圣经,
came about from the Bible.
神的记号,
the mark of God,
神的工作,
the work of God.
唯一极度多数的行出神迹的数量是耶稣基督。
The person who has performed the greatest miracles in numbers is Jesus Christ.
耶稣基督圣经记载他行了35次的神迹。
The Bible recorded 35 miracles by Jesus.
以利亚只有7次。
Elijah has 7.
Elisha 有14次.
Elisha has 14.
耶稣基督在世界上三年半里面行了35次的神迹.
But the Bible recorded 35 miracles by Jesus Christ.
基督在世界上的工作,
the work of Jesus on earth
有两个特点.
There are two special things.
第一个特点,
firstly,
以真实者的身份讲话.
He came about as the true man.
因为他就是真理.
Because he is the truth.
他用实实在在告诉你, 实实在在告诉你, 一共用了25次.
So he used 25 times to use the word verily, truly, and say,
真理的述说者,
the person who speaks of the truth.
神迹的施行者,
he is the executioner of the miracles.
就是基督之神的道在人间的两个特性.
This is the two special things about the word of God being on earth.
感谢上,
thanks be to God.
我们在基督的身上,
in through Jesus Christ, we hear the word of truth.
我们在基督的身上,
but in the life of Jesus,
我看见神的作为,
we see the work of God.
当耶稣基督升天之后,
after the ascension of Jesus Christ, his disciples continue to preach. When they are preaching,
上帝按他的旨意, 再用神迹奇事异能随着他们,
according to the will of God, again God gave them signs, wonders, and miracles so that to confirm the preaching. This is the will of God in the preaching of the salvation. Today we see signs and wonders and in numbers not as much as Old Testament or the New Testament. Because when there is no need, there will not be signs and wonders. Remember this principle. It is not a question of the power of that person. It is a question of need. According to what do we determine
it?
It's in accordance to the wisdom and will of God. When the gospel is preached to a new area, when God sees that there is a need, signs and wonders will happen. In the past few decades, in the more remote areas in China, there are many signs and wonders.
不是因为20世纪就是科学的世纪, 所以不再有给神迹奇事存在的余地吗?
It is not that we are in the 20th century, so there is no need for signs and wonders.
不是的,
no.
当神认为时间到了, 有需要的时候, 神的旨意, 按他的旨意, 使神迹奇事异能还可以发生。
When the time of God is up, in accordance to his will, signs and wonders will continue to happen.
这是神有时印证所传的道用的办法。
This is the method that God used sometimes to confirm his word.
我刚刚出来传道的时候,
when I first started preaching,
我在最先的七年中间,几年中间有个九次赶鬼的经验。
In the first few years of my ministry, there were 9 exorcisms that I did.
还有好几次很重的病, 我们祷告有救靠就痊愈了。
And there are many times that have miracles healing when we pray.
但是神给我的使命是传讲真理, 多于施行神迹。
But because the mission that God has for me is to preach the truth more than miracles and signs.
我一生的侍奉最重要的是讲台传讲真理讲解神的道的这个侍奉。
The most important ministry in my life is the pulpit ministry to explain the word of God.
我也很清楚主的引导就是如此。
And I know clearly this is the guidance of God.
我们没有强调神迹,
we do not place emphasis on miracles.
但是我们内心深处知道的必要的时候, 神按照他的旨意, 用神迹奇事异能震慑所传的道, 是常常发生的。
But in our hearts, we know that when there is a need, God will often use signs, wonders, and miracles to confirm His leading.
最后一样,
the last thing,
又用圣灵的恩赐,
and also the gifts of the Holy Spirit.
圣灵的恩赐, 同他们做见证,
distributed according to His will.
有关于这一点, 我今天就不讲了。
I'm not going to continue about this.
以后的时间我们会提到 福音的传扬, 同圣灵的同证这个大的题目。
We want to meditate upon the topic of the gifts of the Holy Spirit and the preaching of the gospel.
愿主预备我们的心,
may the Lord prepare our hearts.
给我们在福音传扬到普世的大工的运动里面有份,
so that we can partake in this great work of the preaching of the gospel.
这是有份你传福音圣工的人, 更有份你圣灵恩赐的同证。
And because we partake in this work, we will partake in the gifts of the Holy Spirit.
我们低头祷告,
let us pray.